Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And welcome back to hour number two. Can't believe we're already at hour number two here. It's amazing. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina. Hello, Facebook friends on Real Side Radio. And if you're listening on the radio across the fruited plain, you're listening to us on the GCN and Salem Radio Networks. 52 stations, I think, is the current count. And growing. You've got an incredible show here. And there is a chat room on the website at realside.com, therealside.com, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends. And you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. This studio that we are in right now is in the 25th district. I don't live in the 25th district. I can't vote for Congress in this district. This is Katie Hill's district, or soon to be leaving Congress. She resigned after the allegations came out that she had a relationship with a staffer on her campaign and another one with a campaign aide. There was nude pictures of her smoking pot, and it was really, really seedy and ugly. I'm just going to say this on the outset, okay? I don't care what Katie Hill or anybody does in the privacy of their own bedrooms. I don't care. Fly your freak flag, lady. Try and say that three times fast. I did 2 hours this morning already, folks. Fly your freak flag if you wish. I really don't care. I really don't. Okay? Whatever, you know, gets you, happy, what makes you happy, as long as you do your job. As long as you act like a professional, as long as you stand up and be an example for our children, because you are a public official. And I don't care what you did, if you smoke weed or pot, and if it's legal or not legal, or whatever it is, I don't care. But what I do care about is your policies, A, and I am diametrically opposed to your extreme progressive policies that are supported by the squad, the AOC plus three, Ilhan Omar, Ilhan Presley, and Rashid Tlaib. They all love Katie Hill. They love them some Katie Hill. They came out and supported Katie Hill. And they said, this whole thing is a double standard. What is the double standard here, folks? That her husband, apparently pretty upset that she was having sex with her staff, her female staffers, I don't care about their marriage. He leaked these photos, and now all of a sudden it's a double standard? No, it happens. Guess who gets away with it usually? Democrats. Okay? The fact that there was such a huge tsunami of people, and I tell you exactly what happened behind the scenes. Okay? Because at first she said that she was not going to resign. Nancy Pelosi realized that California 25 is going to be one of the districts that Brad Pascal, Trump campaign, he's heading their social media efforts and running the campaign. He is eyeballing California 25. Because it was a relatively thin victory for Katie Hill. And this is one of the districts that the Republicans want to use to take back the House in 2020. There's a handful in California, especially those that had the voter harvesting And we learned that the Republican that won on election night didn't really win a week after. This is one of those districts. But the social media mobs, the Antifa on social media, because that's what they are, they have supported this woman. They think that we're looking here at double standards and sexism and misogyny and everything else that they're throwing here. And the host of this radio show, Joe Messina, who is the reason I'm sitting in his chair tonight is because he's a Santa Clarita school official. Okay, he's on the school board. And he's doing it because he loves this district and he wants to make sure that the children of this district are taught properly, not from a leftist social activist point of view, social justice warrior point of view. That he just wants kids to be taught the three R's. He talked about Katie Hill right before it went viral. And he had the goods on Katie Hill, not the nude pictures. And if you go on Twitter, there was a deluge against him where he put up a post called Katie Hill's, Representative Katie Hill's new brand of sexism, out with the old, in with the new, has been published on Real Side with Joe Messina, where he did not put any nude pictures up. But the social media mobs are now trying to take him, Joe Messina, off the school board. And as we're speaking right now, 7:12 Pacific time, there is probably a deluge of these social justice warriors at the school board meeting because they have put out tweets and statements that they're going to come and they're going to try and just disrupt the meeting, and it's going to be really, really ugly. Because according to the Twitter, because everything on Twitter is correct, that he peddled nude pictures of the congresswoman and he calls himself a GOP operative. They are putting this all on Joe Messina. And the man and his lovely wife, Tammy, and their family are now being assaulted with people threatening them online. What color car do you have in your driveway? Is it the black one or the white one? This is getting downright scary, folks. This is getting outrageous. So after the break, we're going to have Matt Funicello, who is with the Conservative Action Group, which is based out here in California 25. And we're going to get behind the scenes on what is going on in this district and who the Republicans should run in this district to keep the seat or turn the seat and flip it back red again. Mike Garcia is certainly a name that is keep coming up. So don't go away, folks. Even if you're not in this district, this is going to impact the country when it comes to the House. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
And welcome back to Real Side, where Joe Messina is fighting a fight right now. My heart goes out to you, Joe, because you're sitting there with these screaming banshees of the social justice warrior left that have been brought together to essentially try to take you out tonight. Because the Twitter mob decided that you were the one that is responsible for Katie Hill having to resign. You know what? You published an article. You didn't publish any nude photos. And this is called America, where we still have freedom of the speech and the First Amendment, and we're allowed to publish things that are absolutely factual. If it wasn't factual, why did Nancy Pelosi ask Katie Hill to resign? Because they knew that she would not win re-election in California 25.
So to talk about this, somebody that is very, very well-versed, a lot more than I am, in California 25, is Matt Funicello, who is not only running an incredible group here, Conservative Action Group here in Santa Clarita, but is also a good friend. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing really well. So I got to tell you, I've got a little bit of inside information to this whole thing exploding a couple, 3 days before it did. You shared it with me and some friends last month, and holy cow, has this thing taken a life of its own.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, first of all, as an outside observer of California 25, how can anybody defend Katie Hill after we've seen and we've heard and we've read what has taken place?
You know, I really don't know. It's a really good question because at the end of the day, but yeah, I understand everybody's upset that she got caught. But it's kind of, you know, it kind of goes on the same playbook when you know, during the 2016 presidential election and the WikiLeaks got a hold of the DNC emails. It's not what got discovered, but hey, you guys took this from us. That's bad, but they're not taking any responsibility for what they said or did. And it's the same kind of playbook here. You know, she got caught in potentially, I wouldn't say illegal behavior, but she got caught in potentially, congressional rule-breaking behavior in the sense that the rules that she voted for to pass after she took office that got a month after she took office, she was okay with the rules being changed to where you couldn't have any sexual relations with your campaign, or not campaign, but your congressional staff. And when that came out and she got caught in it, it's like, oh, revenge porn. It's only revenge porn. Nothing to see here. You're all misogynist and all that stuff. And the biggest part that I got from that is everybody on the left, or not everybody, but a lot of people on the left were, you know, saying that, you know, there's no investigation needed. You know, she didn't do this and anything like that. And it's funny because that attitude, it was the left that massacred Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
For you know, alleged behavior, and they're like, we want an investigation. And when the conservatives asked for the investigation, like, no, there shouldn't be an investigation. She didn't do anything wrong.
So let me kind of give our listeners, because our listeners are all across the country here, kind of a lay of the land of what happened. A couple of days before this whole thing with Katie Hill went public, I think Red State carried the pictures and talked
right.
about the article. There was a new post that was put up by Joe himself, and I think he was the person that broke the news, at least one of the first people to break the news. And he said that Katie Hill's new brand of sexism, out with the old, in with the new. And he published it up on RealSide, and I've got a handfuls here, handfuls, literally pages and pages of people tweeting Joe about Joe and calling him a staffer for NRCC. He passed it up the chains, Santa Clarita school official Joe Messina, he peddled new pictures of the congresswoman. He calls himself a GOP operative. Joe Messina is your guy. He needs to belong in jail. And this goes on, and it gets really, really ugly. I mean, it gets really ugly here. Now, we've got a situation where the reason I'm in the chair tonight, I sit in for Joe, is because he sits on the school board, and apparently there was a group that pushed out a big Facebook invite. And they're getting as many people as they can, and I'm taking a look at live pictures right now, where it's standing room only at the school board, and they're saying, here's what they want to bring, here's basically what they wanted to do tonight. Arrive a little early, grab a comment card, prepare a two-minute speech in case they limit the time, ask for Joe Messina to be investigated for ethics violations related to California's revenge porn criminal statute, ask to be added to the future agenda items, don't victim blame Katie Hill by suggesting that she bears any responsibility for the resignation under threat of blackmail, feel free to bring civil signs, be civil, I know you're still very angry, but blah, 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 and don't argue with any supporters of Joe in the crowd. This goes on and on. It's like
You know, it's like a flash mob that they've created against Joe Messina. And if you take a look at Matt, they believe that Joe Messina basically put out revenge porn and should be prosecuted and should go to jail and put out these pictures.
They did. And that's where I get really, really, I wouldn't say upset, annoyed. They throw out this revenge porn. The revenge porn statute, the criminal statute in California and with most other states, applies to the person that who initially obtained and distributed the material. That wasn't and was never the case of Joe. That was never the case of the red state who got it. That statute applies to the sole person who obtained through nefarious means and methods initially. And none of them meet that criteria. And Red State, owned by, I believe it's Salon, their group of lawyers looked at it and say, yeah, you know what? We're reporting on a legitimate story that's newsworthy with potential ethics violations. And that is one of the statutes of exemption in the criminal statute. So, you know, and like you said, Joe Messina never published any of them. He never said he was going to. He said he saw them and a bunch of people saw them. And strictly speaking, seeing them is not a crime. You know what I'm saying? And when the media published those pictures, they did it with due diligence in the sense that this is a newsworthy story of potential ethical and legal issues. So, you know, I'm not an expert on revenge porn. I couldn't be. You know, I could be wrong on that one, but. But bottom line is, you can't go after Joe Messina for revenge porn. He just did not do any of the things that the statute says. That's just a joke.
Listen, you're a father, okay? I just got to ask you, where is the sense of moral outrage? Where is the moral outrage by these people that are standing up for Katie Hill? This is a woman that was elected to go to public office to represent a very large swath of Southern California, by the way. Listen, we'll talk about it more after the break here. We got Matt Funicello, who is with the Conservative Action Group here in Santa Clarita, California 25, and we're going to talk about some of the options that people will have here to vote to turn Congress red again. Right after the break, Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says one of those testifying next Wednesday will be Ambassador Bill Taylor. His private deposition was just released, and in it he told the inquiry panel he felt sure the Trump administration was withholding much-needed military aid in exchange for a political investigation of the Biden family and the 2016 election. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What I can tell you about the Trump policy toward the Ukraine, it was incoherent. They seemed to be incapable of forming a quid pro quo.
Saudi Arabia is accused of recruiting two former Twitter employees to get personal account information on its critics. Prosecutors say they were spying on nearly 6,000 Twitter accounts and were paid by Saudi Arabia in cash and also a luxury watch. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
You know, you talk about killing the messenger, and that's what we're talking about tonight here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman in the chair here for Joe Messina, because Joe Messina is at the school district board meeting, whereby, as we are speaking right now, and I'm just looking at a live feed of this, there is a standing room only overflow group of social justice warriors that have been basically rent-a-mobbed to come and protest Joe Messina because he had the audacity to write an article about Katie Hill before it went public. And the Twitterverse and the social justice warriors immediately jumped on Joe as the problem, not Katie Hill, even though Joe never released any of the pictures, the naked pictures, the salacious pictures that we've all seen. That wasn't Joe. They've blamed him, and they're now trying to take him out of his position at the school district. This is reactionary, and to talk about this, Matt Funicello, who has an incredible group, a conservative action group out of Santa Clarita, California, which is the California district of Katie Hill, California 25. Matt, first of all, Joe can't be kicked out. This is an election thing, and I'm sure that they're going to run against him big time in the next election, but the school board can't just kick him out. What is it that you think that these activists that are showing up right now and about to basically launch into a tirade against our good friend Joe Messina, what is it that they want?
They want him gone. They plain and simple. They want him gone. They want him out of there. And to use their acronym, by any means necessary. Whether he resigns or they call a no confidence vote, I don't even know if they can do that, but he's an elected official, and the only way to get him off there is to do either a recall campaign, which they want to do. They want to do a recall against him, or they can put somebody up to run against his seat the next time it's available. But they're not going to be successful in the fact that they don't have anything on Joe Messina other than they don't like what he says. His performance on the school board speaks for itself. He hasn't done anything nefarious. He hasn't done anything that would rise to the level of any kind of level of we need a new person on the seat or on
Let
the,
me
on
ask
board,
you a so. Question. I'm really concerned. What I'm concerned about is this. Let's take it to a national level. Half this country, Matt, believes that President Trump broke the law with Ukrainian President Zelensky, that there was a quid pro quo. Now, you and I, we've read the transcript. You and I, we know that there was no quid pro quo. You and I know that this is a political hatchet job that started on the day after Inauguration Day in January of 2017. And as we're seeing tonight in our first hour story here, that the deep state with their attorneys and whistleblowers are basically working for the Democrats, have been pushing this all the way up the flagpole. They tried it with Mueller. Now they're trying it with the Ukraine. The problem, my question is, Matt, is that half the country had been told by the mainstream media a daily diet of lies and propaganda. I'm looking here, and you can't see me, but for those that are watching on video, I've got literally pages and pages of tweets of people that are attacking Joe, that he released revenge porn, that Joe broke the law, that Joe should go to prison. How do you fight propaganda in the age of social media today like this?
It's extremely difficult. I, for one, with my organization and everything like that, it's extremely difficult in the sense that in order to fight, propaganda like that or, just lies or, everything, you need to get people consolidated and, gathered into one position. And I mean, you know it, I know it. Gathering conservatives, especially in California, in Southern California, trying to get conservatives together is like herding cats. It's almost an impossibility. You know what I mean? And that's where we get beat all the time by the Democrats, is that they're extremely well organized. They are extremely well funded, and they will, like the candidate or not, they will rally behind that candidate because that's what they have. And call it what you will, call it what you want, but hey, that's where they beat us every single time. And
Matt, let's talk here about options that people in your great district here have, because now we've got the jungle primary, and I've read that there's probably about a dozen people that are throwing a hat in the ring. We've got a couple of people that I know of that do not live in this district, and they're going to try and carpet bag this district. And we've got some famous names as well. Talk about the lay of the land for the primary.
Well, right now we have four confirmed. We have Mike Garcia, who's right now is the front runner for the Republican side. We have Mark Kripe. He's a current sergeant in the LA County Sheriff's Department. He's running. There's a Lancaster City Councilwoman by the name of Angela Underwoods Jacob. She's running. I don't recall the name of the fourth one. He's local in Santa Clarita as well. And then the other declared candidate is somebody who has no reason to be running, and that's George Papadopoulos.
George Papadopoulos, involved in the Russian espionage and the Mueller hearings, and God, I'm sorry.
I'm pissed at him. I really am. I'm very upset.
Talk to me. Why is George Papadopoulos throwing his hat in the ring, first of all, in California 25? He doesn't live in the district, right?
No, and, according to one of his Facebook posts, a couple days before Katie Hill resigned, I'm smelling blood in the water. Now that she has resigned, I'm smelling blood in the water. Now that Katie Hill has resigned, California's 25th district is wide open for the taking. Someone has to step up. I love my state too much to see it run down by candidates like Hill. All talk, no action, a bunch of sellouts. You know what? With all due respect, sir, it's not open for the taking for just somebody. This isn't even your state. You came from Chicago. You moved to California a couple years ago. As of 2017, you were still in Chicago or Illinois somewhere. You live in Orange County, allegedly Orange County. No, this isn't your seat to take. Well, this is our seat.
I've also
don't know anything about the 25th district.
I've also been reading about Mike Cernovich. What are you hearing about him?
I've read a little bit, but I haven't seen anything solid about whether he's going to do it or not. And he would fit the same profile as George Papadopoulos. You have no I wouldn't say you have no right. Of course, you have the right. It's just, as far as the law is concerned, you have to live in the state that you represent. You know, not necessarily the district, but at the end of the day, that's who we want to represent us, is somebody from the district. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of this. In 2016, there was a gentleman by the name of Brian Caforio, and I wrote an article about this. It's on my website, conservativeactiongroup.com. In 2016, a gentleman named Brian Caforio, who is with a law firm in L.A., did not live in Santa Clarita, moved to Santa Clarita in November, I believe, November of 2015, and then the very next month put in paperwork to run for the 25th district.
Okay.
He eventually became he passed the primary, and it was him and Steve Knight, and obviously Steve Knight won.
Yeah. Matt.
Fast forward to Yeah,
we've got a couple minutes here real quickly. I just want to get your impression on the viability of California 25 going red again. This is a flippable district, isn't it?
There is viability, and somebody can do it. What needs to happen is these outsiders need to stop what they're doing and support us from the sidelines. Give us your resources. Give us your money. Give us, this is... We need to take a page out of the Democratic playbook.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of their money comes from outside the district. Why can't we do the same thing? Why not?
Yeah, and then
we have a candidate that can.
Yeah, and you're referring to Mike Garcia.
Mike Garcia. I'm not allowed to take a public position because my organization will support the person that wins the primary.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the strongest candidate is going to be the strongest candidate, and they need to step up.
As I understand it right now, Matt, Mike Garcia is in the lead. He's a U.S. Air Force veteran. He is a man that is based in the community and definitely very, very popular. So
he's a Navy fighter pilot, man.
Yeah,
he's good to go.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure we're going to have him on our show in the near future as well. I've been in contact with him because, and I take a look at this, and I know a lot of people are like, listening to this, they might be in other states, and they may be thinking, okay, we're getting into the weeds here in California, but we're talking about taking back the House here, Matt. This is, we need 18 seats to turn the House, and when I say we, I'm talking about the Republicans. We need to turn the House by getting 18 seats, and Brad Pascal, Trump's campaign guy, he's putting money into certain districts, and I think this should be one of those districts once the primary happens. So anyway, Matt, greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your Wednesday night to join us and our listeners, and we'll have you on again real soon, and I look forward to seeing you again soon, my friend, as well. We'll be right back after the break. Dave Sussman here with Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
And welcome to Realside Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina, who is fighting right now an onslaught from the social justice warriors at the school meeting, school board meeting, who have taken erroneous information that the social justice warriors on Twitter said about him, and they turned that into a reason to slam the school board meeting and all show up with their pre-prepared scripted statements that have been handed to them by the Grand Wizard of propaganda. And this is our friend Joe Messina, guys. Folks, we got to support him, and we got to let the school board here know in Santa Clarita that under no certain terms that they should in any way give way to this this social justice warrior mob. The torches and the pitchforks, they are bringing it out. And this tells me that, you know, in the age of Trump, where Trump is basically the one man, the one president that this country has seen in generations. And I'm old enough to, you know, I moved here from England in the 1970s. My first real president was Ronald Reagan, you know. And, I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan was incredible. And I loved his politics and I loved his charisma and I loved his charm. And I loved everything about Ronnie. And Ronnie led us to, you know, 30 years of peacetime growth, the best in the world history. I think that's about to be eclipsed, however, as far as the growth that we're seeing under this president in many different categories, especially when we're talking about unemployment across all demographics. But I digress. But this president is showing us how to fight. And the left, this onslaught by the left, is something that you would think that is a normal, sane human being. That you would say that when 2016 happened and it shocked the world, shocked many conservatives, I was pleasantly surprised myself, that the Democrats would said, okay, we're going to regroup on the next day. We're going to figure out how we can win the midterms, and then we're going to figure out how we can win 2020. And certainly going to fight this president's policies, but we're going to win the next election. Because that's what you do as a political party, folks. Politics, it ebbs and it flows. It's not always going to be a Republican president. It's not always going to be a Democrat president. It ebbs and it flows. And what we're seeing right now is, for example, this present this present impeachment onslaught that is happening, that is being maliciously engineered by the left, by the unhinged left, and by now even the moderate left. I think a lot of people would have said before the impeachment inquiry that Nancy Pelosi, she was a smart, tactile politician, and she was more moderate than she was extreme left. But she gave in to the AOC plus three squad. She gave in to the pressure from the grassroots of the left that are all screaming and crying with their pink hats and their big baby blimp, Trump baby blimps. And she said, well, if I don't placate the extreme left, they're not going to come out in 2020 and vote for whoever the nomination is. Even if we don't impeach him, if I don't at least push the boat out for impeachment and get the House to impeach him, then I'm in trouble. I might lose the House. And we would certainly lose the White House again. So Nancy Pelosi gave in to the left. But what we're seeing right now is it isn't just leftists. We're seeing this. We talked about it with Matt Funicello, and I was asking him. I said, you know, with what Joe Messina is facing right now, with pages and pages of the left that truly believe that it was Joe Messina that put out the nude images of Katie Hill. He didn't. That he was putting out revenge porn. He didn't. He wrote an article about her, which went viral, and then other Red State and other publications started putting out all the pictures. But they're blaming Joe Messina instead of blaming the candidate herself for making stupid decisions as a public official. And again, I don't care what Katie Hill did in the confines of her own boudoir. I don't. Get your kick on, lady. If that makes you happy, whatever it is you do. But it shouldn't impact your profession because you are a public official. And you certainly shouldn't break congressional laws and have infidelity with your staff members. That is a power position. Remember hashtag Me Too? And that is the audacity of the double standards of the left that went after Kavanaugh. Without any due process of any kind, and said, believe all women, Kavanaugh raped women. when he was 17 years old because, well, we don't have any substantiation because we have somebody that thinks that something might have happened at one time, and we got a Julie Swetnick and Sweat Hog, whatever her name was. She went on MSNBC and said, oh, yeah, he was spiking the punch bowl. I remember. And then they started asking her questions, and that all fell apart. Yet they still wanted to take this justice out, including Katie Hill. And there are images of a grown woman, Katie Hill, in the past few months, smoking bowls. Yeah, I don't care if it's legal or not. It's still a drug. And making out and having weird hairbrushing sessions. Being naked with a female staffer. She's a member of Congress, ladies and gentlemen. If you're on the left, how do you justify that? If you wanted to take out Supreme Court Justice nominee Kavanaugh because of something that somebody said that he may have done 40 years ago and it all fell apart, and you knew that was all politics, how could you justify Katie Hill? Well, there's folks that are out there that support this woman. And they say that there's a complete double standard, and she was railroaded, and it's revenge porn, and blah, blah, blah. She shouldn't quit. She was using her position, ladies and gentlemen, to have a sexually inappropriate relationship with a young staffer. Again, I don't care what she does in the confines of her boudoir. But you're in public office, lady. You're on the taxpayer teat. And you're coming out and you're trying to take down the Fifth Amendment due process. The anti-truth left is about propaganda in the same way that Goebbels was. Hitler's henchman in 1939, and everybody listening to this right now knows exactly what I'm talking about. If you repeat a lie enough, people will believe it. And this is a whole stack of lies against our good friend Joe Messina, and they're standing room only. These social justice warrior mobs are out there because they want to cancel Joe. Based upon what? He told the truth. He didn't do anything illegal. He didn't put any pictures out. He didn't put any of the revenge porn out. But he told a story that is absolutely 100% correct. It's like the left are almost nihilistic now. You know, the impeachment inquiry is now authorized against our president. And it's an egregious assault, not only on the president, but on our legal system and on our rights as citizens. And the social justice left don't care about your rights as a citizen. They don't care about your legal protections under the Fifth Amendment or to be able to defend yourself under the Sixth Amendment. These are the Bill of Rights, folks, and the left want to take them away. They only want to provide them for themselves. Because they're saying the right things. Because they're on the side of the right. Justice. So the left, as bad as they are, may not even realize how dangerous they are. They want to disintegrate the American civilization of law and checks and balances and a civil society. Did you see people this week? They're saying Nancy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is suggesting that people shouldn't have to pay for the subway. If you can't afford $2.25, well then, we should take care of you. You should go on for free. And people were jumping the stiles in New York subway system. What have we got here, folks? We're talking about the disintegration of a civilization. This is going to lead to acts of turpitude and violence if we don't put a stop to it. And the way that we can put a stop to it is to show up and vote, darn it. Pretty soon, the primordial Marxist ooze from California and New York, as we saw last night in Virginia, is going to spread through to your state. And pretty soon, you won't have a voice. You need to be active. You need to get out. You need to fight this rot that we have. The debate is on the national stage, and it starts at local school board meetings like we're seeing right now, where Joe is defending his life. We're going to talk more about impeachment, voter maybe suppression or shenanigans. We're going to have Megan Barth coming up in the third and final hour tonight here at Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman. Don't go away.